The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Are we having fun? Are we celebrating? I guess I'm just asking that question, and I know the answer, but I just want to remind you, are you celebrating in accordance to the instruction of God? I was so ecstatic to see the end of the year 2020. It was a challenging year, and what I prophesied concerning major upheavals manifested. My understanding, my brain, and my flesh didn't like it, but it surely manifested and continue to manifest. And here comes the year 2021. The year of golden opportunities for the body of Christ. It is also a year of victory and prosperity for us. We received these wonderful prophecies, believe in them, and here we are. Christians, you and I, are now moved and forced to face the issues and the challenges of our time. When a prophecy is released, like this year is going to be victorious, for us to focus on the victory, but now we are beginning to realize that there is no victory without a fight. So there must be a battle waging in 2021 for God to reassure us that we are victorious, that the victory has been handed to us. He tells us the end from the beginning, and it also concerns prophecy. But we need to take action, follow the instruction, always do the right thing. If you and I are facing an impossible situation, the awesome God that we serve will not promise us a victory. So we need to focus on what God is saying. A lot of Christians, now that the media, the social media, and everybody else are showing their hands, we need to focus on what God is doing and what we're supposed to be doing. Because in Revelation, the Lord instructed us or commands us to let the wicked continue to do wicked things, but let the righteous continue to be righteous and let the holy continue to be holy. Let the vile continue to be vile. So they will do their own thing, but we must continue to do the right thing. Okay? That's in obedience to God. Many Christians are talking about David and Goliath. David and Goliath. David and Goliath. And they were saying, we are just like David against Goliath. No, you're not. You're not like David. You are a member of the army of the nation of Israel, or the army of Saul that are quaking in fear. You're not David, because David was a spiritual giant, and he didn't fear. He did not hesitate. He ran towards Goliath. He didn't look at the size of Goliath. He was appalled that how dare this uncircumcised Philistine defy the army of the living God. So David didn't have the mindset as yours, okay? You're not David. You belong to the army of King Saul in those times that were quaking in fear. And I just want to remind you that the title of this message is not How to Win Friends. But I'm just telling you the truth. Stop talking about that, because if you continue to look at the Goliaths of our time, and there were many of them, we will quake in fear. But the Lord have prepared the Davids of our time. men and women that have the heart after God's own heart. And they will make a difference. We will make a difference, you and I. So stop being a member of the army of King Saul, okay? So don't talk about Goliath and what they're doing evil. Let us continue to do right. This is the way of God. That is why the Lord declared this year as a year of victory. Because we have a lot of battles that we're going to slay a lot of Goliaths. But don't look at the Goliaths. Look on who God is. So the prophecy was released that this is going to be a victorious year. So let us go and run towards the battle. But don't engage in battle with hatred and anger and malice just like the world does. And we're not going to fight each other. Others might have received a different instruction from you, so don't fight them. Those that are not against us are with us, and it's time for all of us to unite together. My personal instruction from the Lord for this year is to focus on training the younger generation, to focus in preparing them to take over. Those that are hungry, those that are teachable, those that are fearless. And I will continue to teach God's people how to love Him, to develop that personal relationship with Him. Because the scripture is very clear. Those who knew their God shall do great exploits. So I will focus on the younger generations on that together with righteous men and women who love God and who love this country. And there are many of us. And also I told God that this year, because of the issues that we're facing, I will be on call. Whatever He wants me to do, whatever He wants me to say, and where He wants me to go, I will make myself available to Him, ready and willing to obey. For the past few weeks, I've been to Washington, D.C. twice already. God sent me to Washington, D.C. with Joshua, Erica, and Mike to declare His verdict upon this nation, His people, our president, on December 10th, and we recorded it so that we have the proof. God issued a verdict in favor of the American people, in favor of the body of Christ. And that verdict will override or supersede the Supreme Court, the Congress, the White House, and it will stand. It may not be the timing that we want, but it will stand. Because once the Supreme Court of the land here, once they issue a verdict, it will take a long time or it's very difficult to overturn it. So God is not a man that He should lie. And what He released and what He decided upon all the nations, including United States of America, shall stand. So it doesn't matter what we see, feel, what we're experiencing right now, His purpose shall stand. So that was before Christmas. Then, of course, we went home, celebrated Christmas with some of the key people. There is only about 9 of us. Very quiet, but very enjoyable. And after that, I prepared for the prophetic gathering of the saints, December 31st. We live streamed the event so that those that are here locally who wants to join, they can join without coming to the facility in person or without attending in person, and also to give opportunities those that are overseas to join us too. And of course, yes, always, we practice social distancing. The anointing was so deep and strong, especially when it came to impartation to the young generation for the transfer of wealth and influence. Those that are called in the media, in the arts and entertainment, science and technology were called out. God is preparing you and I, His people, for this great move that has never been recorded in the history of the church that will manifest. And God has also prepared His people to meet the challenges of our times, to meet the challenges that we're facing as a nation and as a body of Christ. Now we are facing challenges and major issues in the United States of America that will affect the whole world. It will also affect the future of our children and children's children. It affects whether we'll continue to be a republic. Each and every one of us are affected one way or another. And each and every one of us will now face a decision. Are we going to stand with God? Are we going to obey God? Are we going to get into action and apply His ways of doing things, not the world? Emotions are running high. There are frustrations and anger, and for some, real fear, even amongst Christians. I am also witnessing the true prophets and apostles of the Almighty God are taking center stage. They are fearless, determined to preach about the kingdom of God. They will not relent. Faith in action will be witnessed by the whole world here in the United States of America when it comes to the body of Christ. Keep that in mind, and you are called to be one. We need to do things God's way. So after the December 31st conference, I was sensing that I needed to go back to Washington, D.C. for an assignment. The original plan is to have James and Joshua drive with me. Then Mike replaced James, and Joshua had to finish some projects and stayed for 2 days to work and finish the project, and then he flew and joined us. I was there on January 6th. And you know what? I've always known that our news media, major news outlets, are not really reporting the full story. But I was appalled on how they try to change the perception and cover the news. I was appalled, and I got angry. You see, my instruction from the Lord on our way to Washington, D.C. is not to assume anything, to expect the unexpected. My instruction is do not be amongst the crowd and do not do what others are doing. The Lord's instruction was clear. He told me, Christina, I summon a group of people to come to Washington, D.C. to pray, some to fast and pray, some to lead people to pray, some to worship me, and some to show their support for President Trump. Just remember the scripture in Isaiah, touch not my anointed one, do my prophets no harm. President Trump, whether we like it or not, he is God's anointed. And now they are coming against him in a tidal wave of fashion. Now you see why he chose him. So the Lord said, I sent you here for a specific assignment to observe and then to prophesy words that I tell you. Address those things, to call those things as though they were. Address some things that are needed. That Wednesday morning, January 6th, Mike, Joshua, and I, the three of us, were in our hotel. We were watching the rally in support of President Trump on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House. I just wanted to tell you, for those of you that have been in Washington, D.C., Constitution Avenue, or the state capitol, and Pennsylvania Avenue is several blocks away, their distance. It's a long walk. I just want you to picture that. All the major news outlets showed a small crowd, only a few thousands. We waited for the joint session to be opened. And ever since we arrived, I sensed that the outcome is not something that I wanted. We expect something miraculous that things are going to change. But I did not tell this even to Mike and Joshua. But I knew that they're kind of sensing it too. So we turned off the television once they broke into two separate sessions, once Arizona was contested. Joshua wanted to see the crowd for himself. So after Mike Pence have announced that they're going to break into two sessions to discuss the contested Arizona electoral votes, we took a lift to take us to the U.S. Capitol. The Pennsylvania and Constitution avenues were blocked because of the massive people. And two or three more blocks on both sides are also blocked. So we walked a few blocks. When we arrived at the state capitol, outside of the perimeter, we wanted to be outside of the crowd. We followed the instruction from the Lord. Massive people are still streaming from Pennsylvania Avenue to the state capitol, but at the same time, thousands of people are already in the state capitol. I was surprised that there are people who were on the balcony. That used to be a restricted area. And there are about 200 to 250,000 people just on that side. And people continues to stream. Some are holding a flag of United States of America. Some were singing God Bless America. Some were praying. Some were dancing. People were friendly. They came from all over. It was such a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. People were taking videos, selfies, and everybody is asking everybody, where did they come from? People flew or drove from different parts of the United States of America. We met some people from Florida, Texas, Ohio, California, Kentucky, North and South Carolinas. And we met ladies who drove from Georgia. They held an all-night prayer vigil before and during the Georgia election. And now they joined in Washington, D.C. We heard one gunshot. And then I saw a flare, which I did not understand what it is for. There were no police anywhere until a unit or a platoon of police marched from where we're standing towards the state capitol. It's a few feet from me and Joshua. I was wondering whether their presence is just for a show of force, because nothing is happening. About 30 minutes, they came out marching, and then they drove away. Of course, some people were rowdy, okay? Especially those that were on the balcony. They were making noises, booing, sometimes clapping. The three of us stayed there for about an hour, which is between 1:30, I think, to 2:30, almost 3 o'clock. And we headed towards Pennsylvania Avenue to find a restaurant, but no dine-in. So we decided to take the metro or the train, and find a restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. And we met many Trump supporters again on the train. We were just happy talking about how great the crowd is. And then one woman opened her phone and she told everybody that there was one woman that was shot to death at the Capitol. That's how we found out. And while you all are watching, while the whole world is watching about all the chaos at the state capitol, hundreds and thousands of people were oblivious of what was happening. Just like I said, we did not even know. But I know one thing. Looking at those crowd with their families, with their friends, with a church group, some who love the country, it was seemed so surreal, because I know that is the real America. Isn't that amazing? Let us remember that, and let us remember what God told us. So I followed the instruction, and I knew what to do. The Lord gave me a word to release. I start prophesying because I know, just like in Esther chapter 4, Mordecai reminded Esther. This is my translation. You think that because you are in a palace, you are safe. But deliverance for Israel will come from someplace else. If you don't respond, it means to say, Mordecai is telling Esther, if you don't respond, God is going to raise somebody else and deliverance will come. But who knows? God put you in this position or place for such a time as this. I was reminded about that scripture. And I start calling those that God had prepared before time for several years, several months, for several weeks to raise up. Because God was not caught, was not surprised about all of these things that are happening. He's always working without nobody knowing about it. He has his plan, and he's going to implement his ways of doing things in his perfect time. So I start prophesying and calling out that there will be people or companies that will be formed together to start a new news media that will tell the truth, that will show the whole picture, that will be brave, who's going to fight this thing. I start calling forth our intelligence and all different departments and our organizations and military, that they will do the right thing, that they will protect the Republic, that they will protect the security of the United States of America, that they will rise up, that they will know, and they will know what to do. I start prophesying for new platforms to replace Facebook or even give them a competition. And I start calling those forth. I start calling forth a new breed of politicians who love this country on both parties. See, the Lord allowed this to happen. If God manifested how we want things to manifest, we will continue to be supporting and financing and electing political leaders that are so corrupt that they only care about themselves and getting more power for increasing their power over people instead of serving the people. And I start calling those forth and we start thanking God and many others that there are so many and I'm still releasing prophecies. And within 24 hours, things are manifesting. See, you can make a difference. You stop being negative and dare to believe God. Let me ask you one thing, my dear brother, my dear sister. Do you really have a choice in the matter now? You go to the enemy's sides, you will not fit in. So you might as well get on God's side because he is faithful. And don't look at the Goliaths of our time, but support and pray for the Davids to come out, for the true prophets of God to stand up and make proclamations and that supernatural manifestations will come. The battle is still raging. God promises a victory, so let us stand on that. I, for one, I'm excited. This is not going to be a boring year. This is going to be a victorious year in which the battle has been fixed. It has been fixed in favor of the body of Christ. It is like a doting Father God who is looking upon his children, and he provided every means possible to win. And we already won, okay? So stop looking and listening to the bad news, but continue to agree, in agreement with me, to call out those people that God has prepared to rise up for such a time as this, and you can be one. Amen? God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.